Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Blood is thicker than water, they say. In other words, family relationships are really what count in life. But how does that work in business? What are the challenges of working in a family business where the professional and personal inevitably overlap? Well, I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
What prompted this conversation?
Well, interestingly, what prompted it in my mind was a number of incidents that I was dealing with in the practice, and often things, you know, that's really what pops subjects into my mind, apart from what's going on in the media. But I just find that, you know, if you think of it, family relationships are always, you know, difficult. There's always complexity. We know all of that. But when you marry that in with a business, whether you are either, you know, working together or there's ownership issues or you, you know, co-own, I honestly have never in my lifetime seen it work out well. It is a complex, difficult situation. And I think it's got quite little attention in the sense of, you know, do we delineate the roles? Do we look carefully? You know, not every company has HR, you know, where you have somebody in who's skilled at dealing with the human resource element. So there's many difficulties go on, and they can impact family and relationships outside of the business and for a long time.
Now, sometimes we think of the big companies. I mean, you think of the row, for example, in the Doyle Hotels when the late David Doyle parted company with the rest of the family. You can think of the Dunn's. Blarney Woolen Mills. Mm-hmm. You can think of Dunn's, where Ben Dunn, the late Ben Dunn, parted company. But you're talking about companies of a rather more modest size in some cases.
Yes, well, I think each and all, you know, because the dynamics are similar. If you think of it, you know, there's a sense that, you know, a bit like a family, there has to be trust and loyalty. There has to be a kind of, that dynamic has to be in play. But when that gets broken, you're breaking more than the business. You're breaking more than the relationship at work, and you've all the ramifications then at home. And that is what I am seeing quite a lot of. So you have to really be quite careful about, there's a good bit of study going on at the moment, actually in DCU. They did a number of surveys around it. And looking really at there's a national centre for family business there. So they're doing various surveys, and they're trying to really move the business thinking towards really professionalizing, exactly, looking at succession, setting the path for people so they know what's going on ahead of time.
There are positives and there are negatives. Let's look at the positives first.
Okay, well, the positives are, of course, that people know each other. They can lean on each other. They probably come from similar kind of shared goals and values, and they can bring those into the business. Of course, there's a contra almost to each of these. Often, you know, there's a kind of a long-term mindset, so people aren't looking for short-term gain. They're prepared to kind of stay there. They're prepared to put in the time. That's a way to look at it. And support, you could say, is easier, although everybody wouldn't say this. They would say support is easier because you can ask other family members to join in. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always work.
And of course, they may be building the business as a legacy. So they want the business to thrive and survive into the generations
to come. And that's a plus. These are pluses. But there are negatives to that for sure.
So the challenges then?
Well, the challenges are that, you know, the boundaries are very blurred in the workplace if you are family. You know, when does it stop? When are you not the boss? When are you expected to come in? You know, how much of you is the parent and how much of you is, you know, the boss? And
so the dad who started the company was always, if you like, the chairman of the board.
Yes.
The son becomes old enough and ambitious enough to become, if you like, the managing director.
Yeah, exactly.
So who's the boss over the dinner table?
And who's the boss over the... See, you can see it almost even as you speak it. And And if you have a conflict or you're really unhappy with something.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You can go into the workplace and you can go and have a, you know, a sort of a set aside conversation, but that is harder to do when it is either parent, brother, sister, whatever. And that is the conflict. That is the difficulty for people. That if you haven't got a clear kind of job spec and you know what people are expected to do, these things kind of emerge in the family business. They kind of fall together as opposed to being delineated and separated.
And then you have the next generation, the siblings, maybe three or four siblings. One of them or more may be a total waster.
Exactly.
And the father and mother say he's not going to get charge of this business because he's useless.
Yeah. And so where's the and the underlay, if you like, to that, which is sibling rivalry. And let's be honest, all siblings aren't the same. They haven't got the same capacity, the same competencies, the same suitability. So there's all sorts of added little factors in
and
there.
There's a further complication that, you know, you do need professional help. I mean, if you're suddenly trying to deploy, say, AI in your company, you need to bring someone from outside who's got AI competence. And that person will say, I've no future here. The kids are all going to do the big jobs. I'll never get promoted. Why should I stay? Why should I even take the job?
And that's, of course, about future-proofing, isn't it, and thinking forward. But, I mean, the outside thing, the bringing in outside help is really the key, isn't it? It's keeping it professionalised, keeping it clean, keeping it open, but because other people feel the imbalance of having family on board. I mean, if there's a husband and wife team, for example, everybody knows you're going to talk about it when you go home. So what is that like for other people? So if you sort of extrapolate from that, what is it like for people to be working in an environment where there are brothers, sisters, mothers and fathers? You have to really make sure that people feel it's open.
So you have this meeting at 4 o'clock on a Thursday and the CFO is there, for an outsider, for example, and the HR person is there. You're dealing with a very tricky problem. And you suspend the meeting. The next morning you come in and the husband and wife have made the decision.
Yes. And I mean, a lot of that goes on. And
pillow
so
talk.
It's and that's, you know, at some level that's OK, but you have to factor in how other people feel with that. And then who feels excluded, who was not in the conversation that should have happened at the meeting.
So are there kind of rules that you should put in place to make sure that family businesses will work?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, and I just come at it from the relationship side, of course, and the dynamic side. And I would say just as much as possible, job spec, you know, really set out what is expected of people and review it. One of the things that doesn't happen in smaller businesses is reviewing performance. And I, as somebody who worked corporately quite a bit, I think when people get their performance reviewed by an external person, you know, by an outsider, not by their mum or dad, not by their sister or brother, which isn't appropriate, you know, your confidence is boosted. And so if you have young people working in a family business, they're still within the triad, if you like, of parent, you know, they need to be out there getting that feedback from the world itself. And so I think that's a real difficulty, a real challenge, if you like, in the family business stuff. But I think if you can really be clean on the job spec, really be clear about getting performance feedback and even getting an outsider in to help with that kind of thing, because that's how people develop, how they develop the skills they need and focus on the right areas. And so bringing in the outside is really important, and separating, really having a cut-off point, as we say, a close the laptop point, where you do not discuss business at certain points. That has to happen or you will have.
So if they're all getting together for Sunday lunch, no talk
of
business.
It's not business. Exactly. Can you imagine?
All right, Stephanie, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.